Louisville, Sweden, Ashburn, Dublin, everybody talk about
Sahara Hot Nights. Okay, Patrick, so today's new music episode featuring listener callers. Is there anybody else from Scotland, or have we exhausted the Scottish contingent
this month? For this month anyway. We're done with the Scottish contingent, but we're always open to having as many Scottish community members as possible.
Two representatives from Scotland.
That's it, right?
Like they represent the listenership over there. In fact, I'm wondering now as we say this, because I see here on the list, we have other parts of Europe represented today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, is there like in terms of like the Suburbs Pod fan club, are there now like chapters? Do they have meetings? Do they elect, officials? What's the word I'm looking for there? Is that a thing? Is that happening? And maybe I'm not so aware of it. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't have hard evidence, but I'm really hoping so. I mean, it's very similar to the way the Kiss Army developed, and you had chapters in different countries,
right,
and things like that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Officers. You elect officers.
That's what
it
is.
To say.
Yeah.
Not officials. Yes.
Officers.
There, somebody right. has to take note. You know, the meeting.
Got to read the minutes. Yep.
The minutes. Yeah.
Got to design your own version of the Suburbs merchandise, too. You know, your own sort of Scottish contingent T-shirt of Suburbs Pod. I like it.
You know, and I would suggest, you know, there's a thing. It's Robert's Rules of Order, right, where you have meetings and things like that. But I would suggest for this, you don't have any order.
No.
There should be no order involved, you know.
That would be most helpful if there was no order.
Okay, so it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And new music picks from February.
Mm-hmm.
The listeners all this week, and this is I think you mentioned there are three callers today from various parts of the world, and where are we starting here?
Well, Jim, we're actually going to start appropriately enough, I think, in Sweden, and with another listener who has his own theme song.
Jim and Patrick, Suburbs, community and interns. This is Niklas calling in from Sweden about February new music. Well, the world is suffering, especially Ukraine in these days, and it's terrible to watch, and all the news, and it's not very far from where I live, and it's scary. But we always need music, if not just as a distraction from the terrible things that are going on. So, my new music pick for February is Sahara Hot Nights. They released a new single, the first music from them since 2011. And it's called Reverie, and it sounds very promising for the new album, which is due in early May. So really looking forward to that. Also, shout out to Liam McIndoe. I do apologize, Liam, for not mentioning helicopters last month. I was very excited when they dropped the first single in December and posted that in our Suburbs Pod fan Facebook group. Also looking forward to their new album, which is also due in the spring, I believe. For now, it's Sahara Hot Nights and Reverie. All right, everyone take care and stay safe. Talk to you soon. Cheers. Bye-bye.
habit to align with silence breaks. I couldn't shake it, I just couldn't shake it. Reverie, my body's still here, but my soul isn't in it. Reverie, my body's still here, but my soul.
Okay, that was fun. That was really fun. A couple things I want to say here. First off, Patrick, I don't know your experience, but I find that as I have gotten older, and I'm so very old now, but as I have gotten older, that I have gotten more interested in like pop music. And what I mean by in this sense, what I mean by pop music is that sort of like non-guitar, lighter, you know, kind of music, right? Like pop, you know, pop meaning like the not rock.
Yeah.
Sort of side of things, right?
Like Animotion.
You know, yeah, that might be well, that's a good comparison with what we just heard. But it's weird because you would think that that type of music is maybe geared more toward younger people.
Yeah.
But I find maybe I find I'm going in reverse or something. Huh. I don't know what it is, but I really enjoy like a really good, just fun, light, you know, pop song with no distortion in it, no guitars, you know, just in this case, you know, some synths, whatever. It can be super overproduced. That's fine. I don't even care. Right. You know what I mean? But if it's just like, it's fun, and maybe I just, maybe it's just the times now. I don't know. I mean, I was probably, that's not entirely it, because I found that I was sort of going in this direction before the, you know, the craziness. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? What I think it is probably just as I've gotten older, I've gotten less hung up on things that I used to think were.
That's a big part of it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just like now, it's like, who cares? Just like stuff.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Like it. Who cares what anybody thinks about it at this point?
That's right.
Right. Yeah. So maybe you got a little case of the Benjamin Button going on too, Jim. You're kind of
hopefully
musically, going in reverse. Musically. Yeah,
I don't think so. But so there's that. And then the second thing I was going to say is, so this also relates to Rock in the Suburbs Radio.
Which we could
mention. So people listen to Rock in the Suburbs Radio. It's suburbsradio.com, and you can just hear 24 hours of music with various DJs from the community, including myself. And one thing I like to do, for this kind of related to this very thing, is the show I do is Friday 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern, replayed Sundays 1 to 3 Eastern. But I really like throwing people for a loop and playing just some light, breezy,
you know,
pop song in there. Like, you know, like I put like Paramore, for example.
There,
like,
you go.
I'll just throw that in there. And it's like, because here's my feeling on that. My feeling with DJing a show where you can play whatever you want is almost, in some cases, I want to go the reverse. Like, you're going to hear some, you know, Husker Du, and you're going to hear, you know, some, I don't know, what else would you hear on there? What have I played lately? But you know what I mean? Like the punk stuff.
Yeah.
The alternative stuff, the replacements, Husker Du, blah, 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 blah. But you're going to expect that. You're going to, you know me a little bit, you're going to expect that over. But then, you know, when you hear Katy Perry, you're like, what's this all about?
That's right.
But I'm like, you know, but I kind of find that to be more kind of punk in a way. Like, I'm,
absolutely.
I'm giving you what you don't expect. Open your ears, people. Anyway.
That's right.
How this relates to Nicklaus is I really enjoyed that song because it was fun pop music.
It was, and it sparked a lot of thoughts from you, which is great.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah. And as Nicklaus mentioned, this band was around in the early 2000s for a few years there and put out four or five records. And I had a couple of them. They were great. They were like that. They were a little more guitar oriented, but man, it's exciting that they're putting out new music. And I agree with Nicklaus. It harbors well for the new album and what it's going to sound like. So maybe you'll have more tracks to play on Last Chance Power Drive that sound like
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it. All right.
And thank you, Nicholas, as always. And yes. Nicholas did mention in his call, he gave a little shout out to somebody, and that somebody is actually our next caller today.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my February new music pick. My pick is Empty Nest by Forensics from an album called Shades and Echoes. So Forensics are Tim Finn and Eddie Rayner from Split Ends. The genesis for this project came actually from Brian Eno when the band were recording their international debut Second Thoughts. As the story goes, the band were tracking Walking Down the Road from that record, and Eno declared, "That's the best bit, you should develop that," for a small section of the song, which wasn't even completely recorded. And 40 years later they have. So the idea was to take small sections of old Split End songs and develop them into bigger pieces, or use them as the starting point for bigger pieces. I haven't spent a lot of time with this album, but I'm definitely getting a David Bowie Dark Star vibe from this record, especially this track Empty Nest. Anyway, that's all from me, and I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
That's very different.
Yeah. I found it to be very, very different. And I haven't listened to the whole record yet. I've just heard this track that Liam so kindly suggests. But I think, number one, it's such an interesting origin story. But I think it's so fascinating because, and you know this, Jim, having done music and bands, sometimes you'll have like this one little piece that never gets done. You know, it's just like, oh, it was just a riff, or, you know, we messed around with it, but nothing ever happened with it. And they're actually focusing on those and trying to, you know, make them more elaborate, almost orchestral, at least from that listen right there.
Yeah.
So, and well, obviously the pedigree is great with, you know, with Tim Finn and Eddie Rayner. Yeah. So it's really fascinating to me.
The Forensics.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The Forensics. Yeah.
Wow.
Scientific in many ways.
Yeah, that seems like something you could really kind of sink into. This stuff. So that's really interesting. Okay.
Seems like probably going to end up being like a late night headphones kind of album, you know, when you're just mellowing out and really wanting to get into something different.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool.
Cool.
Though. Yeah, very cool. Liam, thank you as always for calling in faithfully from Dublin by way of New Zealand. And right now, Jim, we have one more call for today, and it's our good friend, Jay Ignacio.
Hi, Rocking the Suburbs. This is Jay Ignacio calling from the suburbs of Louisville, Kentucky. Back in 1992, the Leeds band Wedding Present released a single every month. Side A was an original and Side B a cover. Each single landed in the British top 30, which only at that time Elvis Presley held the same distinction. They were later compiled into an album called Hit Parade. Now, 30 years later, in 2022, the The wedding present are repeating this tactic. January brought a duet with sleeper singer Louise Wiener, We Should Be Together. February brings I Am Not Going to Fall in Love with You. It is a great indie pop song with the fast drumming and easy recognizable voice of David Gedge that we Weedos fans come to expect and love. If this streak continues, 2022 is going to be a great year. For first listening, check out their other albums, George Best, Bizarro, or Sea Monsters. Thank you for listening, and keep rocking the suburbs. And I am
can't go wrong with a wedding present.
No.
You just can't.
No, you cannot.
Right?
No.
I mean, and that's, and that again, sort of a hallmark to how great they are. Like, I mean, you know, Jay said it, that they could do that. They could put out, you know, they could go through an exercise where they put out a single a month for a year and all of them are hits. And all of them are hits, right?
Know.
You know, at least in the UK. And so, and then, you know, it looks like they're doing something like that now. I mean, that's, that was a great tune. But here, what did you want to say about that song? I have one more thing I want to say about The Wedding Present.
Yeah, I loved it. I really did. And loved the Wedding Present's been one of my favorite bands. I don't know if I'm a, I forget what Jay said, a weddo or whatever the super hardcore fans is, but I've definitely always followed the band and I love the records. And I saw them live a couple times and I don't think I've ever seen anybody play the guitars faster and harder than the Wedding Present do live. I mean, they strum it so hard that you think the strings are going to come off, you know, break at any minute. It's amazing. But yeah, that the guitars with the descending bass line, I always loved the Wedding Present because they threw in those melodic bass lines that became part of the, you know, the structure of the song. It wasn't all dependent on the guitar or the vocals. And I will, one quick note on this single, Jim, the B-side cover this month is Magazine's Song from Under the Floorboards. That's one of my favorite songs. So the Wedding Present doing that, it's quite tasty, folks. So make sure to check that out.
Well, I was going to say one thing about their covers, and I had to look this up to make sure I wasn't imagining it. they did a cover once of Getting Better, the Beatles song. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, no, I've never heard that. That's so interesting. I would love to hear that.
It is fantastic.
Oh, I got to write that down.
Because the thing about Getting Better is, to in my opinion, I always think of that as kind of a mid-level Beatles song. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nice. And I think the lyrics are good, but, you know, I don't know. Musically, it just sort of goes along.
Yeah.
But, man, the Wedding Present, like, amps it up.
Oh, I've got to hear that. That sounds so
cool.
Great. Yeah.
It's cool.
I did not know that existed. That is so cool. The other thing I'm remembering now, David Gedge from The Wedding Present went on to have another band called Cinerama, who were quite good as well. And I remember seeing them at the Black Cat one time, and I was quite endeared by him because it came out and before they played the first song he said, "We don't play encores. The last song we do before we walk off the stage is the last song."
That's it. That's right.
I loved it.
That's right. That, yeah, which makes sense. I mean, because encores are always planned anyway. So.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of a silly game that we play in rock and roll. It really is.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, very cool. All right, yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah, I love those picks. Thank you to Niklas, Liam, and Jay for getting in there. And we're going to roll on tomorrow. We've got a total of four tunes from three different people. So
that's great.
That'll be fun.
All right, I'll eat my Wheaties.
Do that.
All right. Yes. okay, well, then let's just get out of here. Let's move on. Listen tomorrow, peoples. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you then. I find them going in reverse or something. I don't know what it is.